Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today we present a concert by the Westerlies. The Westerlies are a brass quartet, two trumpets and two trombones, played by four friends who grew up together in Seattle where they participated in jazz programs at Garfield and Roosevelt High Schools. Now graduates of prestigious musical institutions, the four young musicians reside in New York and pool their talents to create this unique musical ensemble called the Westerlies. It's a non-genre-specific group. At times it reminds me of a classical quartet or a Salvation Army band, a band concert in the park, a jazz group, and more. Their music ranges from folk songs to jazz, pop, and classical music. Their debut CD features the music of Wayne Horvitz, transcribed and arranged for this brass quartet. They've presented over 40 new works for brass quartet in the past 3 years. Last August, at the end of a national tour, the Westerlies were back in Seattle to play a concert in the Chapel Performance Space, and we jumped at the opportunity to record the quartet in this rich acoustic environment. The music floated out beautifully on a warm summer night as they played music by Wayne Horvitz from the new album, and also included original music by members of the group, which we'll hear on this broadcast. Here are the Westerlies. From left to right, Zubin Hensler and Rylan Muherkar, trumpets, and Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock, trombones, opening this concert from the Chapel Performance Space, playing a piece by Wayne Horvitz titled 9-8.
Thank you.
Music by the Westerlies, beginning this concert from the Chapel Performance Space in Seattle. Zubin Hensler, Riley Muhercar trumpets, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock trombones, and a piece by Wayne Horvitz arranged for this brass quartet titled 9-8. Next, we'll hear an original piece of music composed by one of the members of the group, the Westerlies, and this is the perhaps broadcast premiere of a piece composed by trombonist Andy Clausen, which he calls Idomala, spelled backwards, that's a la mode.
Continue with another Wayne Horvitz piece. This one is called Love, Love, Love. And it happens to be one of Wayne's most covered compositions. I think he recorded it 3 or 4 different times, and it was also recorded by a great band out of Portland called the Blue Cranes. So we offer our arrangement of Love, Love, Love.
Thank you.
an original composition by trombonist Andy Clausen, titled New Berlin, played here in this concert by the Westerlies. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, coming to you from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. And today we're presenting a concert by the Westerlies, recorded last August at the Chapel Performance Space in Seattle. Next, an arrangement of an English folk song titled Pretty Sorrow.
We're going to move on and play a song by another great American composer of a very different generation but a very similar nature. Both Wayne and Charles Ives had a certain touch for manipulating folk melodies, and this is one of our favorite songs by Charles Ives, and it's entitled Songs My Mother Taught Me, and it's dedicated to all the moms.
Beautiful arrangement. of a piece by Charles Ives, played by the Westerlies in this concert. That's a piece titled Songs My Mother Taught Me, which, as they say, is dedicated to all the mothers in the album, all the mothers in the audience. Before that piece by Charles Ives, we were listening to a traditional melody, a traditional English folk song called Pretty Sorrow, played by the Westerlies. In this concert, coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. We'll continue now with another piece by Wayne Horvitz, which is included in the album Wish the Children Would Come On Home, the debut album by the Westerlies, featuring the music of Wayne Horvitz. This is one of Wayne Horvitz's popular compositions, which has been performed in a variety of settings, this time by a brass quartet. This is Sweeter Than the Day. Sweeter Than the Day by Wayne Horvitz, played by the Westerlies. The next piece that we'll hear played by the Westerlies is by one of the trumpet players, Zubin Hensler, and this is his composition named for a stretch of California coast. He calls this The Beach.
Thank you.
Zubin Hensler entitled, he calls that one The Beach. And coincidentally, I don't think we ever went to the beach while we were there, did we?
No.
No. We drove down Highway 1 from San Francisco to Santa Barbara, which was a gorgeous drive through Big Sur and the Central California coast, but I don't think we ever got out and got our toes wet, unfortunately. But by the end of that trip, the brakes were a little squeaky on the car. Sorry, Mom.
Next, we'll hear the Westerlies playing another composition by Wayne Horvitz from the new recording by the Westerlies, Wish the Children Would Come On Home. Wayne Horvitz, Waltz from Woman of Tokyo.
So much. I've had an amazing time touring this album of Wayne's music. Wayne was a mentor and teacher and a musical father figure to all of us growing up in Seattle, and it's really been a privilege and honor to both record his music and then tour it down the coast. It was amazing how many old Wayne fans came out of the works. It's like all through Oregon, California, who were all just so excited that we were playing that music. And so it was beautiful, but we started as an original music ensemble, and that's kind of where our identity still is. So that's what's next for us, is an album with more original music and performing more of that. The next one is going to be by Riley Mulherker. You all know him. And it's entitled, Who Knows? Thank you.
That was a composition by Riley Muhercar titled Who Knows? And to conclude this selection of music by the Westerlies from this concert at the Chapel Performance Space in Seattle, we're going to be listening to another composition by Wayne Horvitz, which is contained in the recently released album Wish the Children Would Come On Home, played by the Westerlies. And this is Wayne Horvitz's composition, You Were Just Here.
Thank you.
Music by Wayne Horvitz, transcribed and played in this arrangement for brass instruments by the Westerlies. That was Wayne Horvitz's composition, You Were Just Here. That's one of the selections which is contained in the new album by the Westerlies, Wish the Children Would Come On Home, featuring the music of Wayne Horvitz. The Westerlies recorded in concert at the Chapel Performance Space in Seattle, the group consisting of Zubin Hensler and Riley Muherkar, trumpets, and Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock, trombones. We recorded them in concert on August 25th. One of the things I most appreciate about this group is the original concept. It's a quartet of four horns. There's no harmonic instrument. There's no rhythm section, bass and drums, for instance. It's not a jazz or a classical group, but it blends a variety of different things. Although the music is largely through composed, that is, completely written out, there are spaces for improvisation, and there is also a jazz sensibility and a sense of swing within the nearly classical forms in the through composed sections. The Westerlies managed to bridge the perceived gap between jazz and classical music in this sense, and I also like the way they draw upon a variety of sources, which they mix very successfully with their own compositions. Here's a brief encore that we'll draw from within earlier in this concert. It's part of a film score by Charlie Chaplin for the film The Circus, and this piece is called Barbershop. Music from a Charlie Chaplin film score that was called The Barber Shop from The Circus, played by the Westerlies, concluding this program of highlights from a concert given in August at the Chapel Performance Space by the Westerlies. Again, their new recording, their debut recording, the music of Wayne Horvitz, Wish the Children Would Come On Home. Great group, the Westerlies. And our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. I'd like to mention a couple of items on the jazz calendar before leaving you today. The Earshot Jazz Festival is winding down with one more really significant performance taking place on Monday night by the Miguel Zenon Quartet, led by Puerto Rican alto sax phenom and MacArthur Fellowship winner. A man who combines Puerto Rican street music and American jazz in very successful fashion. His quartet is going to be playing at the Poncho Concert Hall at the Cornish College of the Arts on Monday night. And then there's the Tuesday wrap-up party at the Triple Door Musiquarium on Tuesday night. And congratulations to all the Earshot staff for a very successful and wonderful festival. Live shows coming up in coming weeks here on Jazz Northwest include a broadcast of Ann Reynolds' Clave Gringa group, which will be playing next Thursday. We'll be recording them at the Seattle Art Museum and planning to broadcast that on the 23rd. And also we've recorded the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra's November concert celebrating Quincy Jones and Ray Charles. It'll be broadcast on December 7th. Hope you'll be with us for those upcoming broadcasts here on Jazz Northwest.